This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A manhunt continues for the suspect involved in a shooting of a husband and son of a federal judge at their home in New Jersey last night. The son died in the shooting. The husband's hospitalized in critical condition. The gunman was reportedly dressed as a FedEx delivery man and shot Judge Esther Sala's husband when he answered the door. The son was shot moments later. This man lives down the street. He knows the family, especially the son who was killed.
Sad to see him go. I mean, he's a decent kid, like, you know. Start going to be a lawyer just like his dad did. Sad to see him go. I mean, my prayers go out to his family, of course. You know, they're good people.
The United States has a new higher 7-day average for new coronavirus cases. It recorded 64,650 new ones yesterday as Kentucky, Louisiana, Oregon, South Carolina, all of those states set new single-day records. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan is defending a decision to have federal troops deployed in Portland, Oregon. On Fox News, Morgan said the agency knew of information saying that federal buildings would come under attack in Oregon's largest city, and that led to the troops being deployed. However, local officials are demanding those troops now be removed. This is the last week millions of Americans will get an additional $600 in unemployment benefits because of the pandemic, the money part of the $2 trillion coronavirus relief package that Congress passed in March. More than 25 million workers have been collecting $600 a week on top of their state unemployment benefits, many of them getting more money than they would make if they were working. Golf legend Jack Nicklaus says he and his wife tested positive for the coronavirus back in March and quarantined in their Florida home for about 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The November race between incumbent President Trump and the presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden is ramping up. Here's an update from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Decision 2020 is in full swing. Biden Deputy Campaign Manager Kate Bedingfield has released a statement saying, for over a year, the Trump campaign has cycled through the same self-defeating attacks against Joe Biden and have failed to get traction on a single one. This comes after President Trump sat down for an exclusive interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, where he accused Joe Biden of wanting to abolish the police and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Wallace fact-checked him.
They run them poorly. It was always bad, but now it's gotten totally out of control, and it's really because they wanted to fund the police, and Biden wants to defund the police.
Sir, he does not.
Bedingfield continued in her firing back, calling the response to the coronavirus pandemic a catastrophic mismanagement that has has led to over 140 deaths in the country.
I think we have one of the lowest mortality rates in the world.
We had 900 deaths on a single day.
We will take a look
this week.
And one of Elvis Presley's guitars going up for auction this week. His 1942 Martin D18 is expected to bring as much as $3 million. The auction starts Wednesday with a starting bid of $1.2 million. And find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com to be in the flow of the know. Our next guest, you've heard me brag about him so often. We've quoted him. We've used sound bites of his voice because anything that had to do with the FBI and the impeachment process, the whole Russian delusion, John Solomon has been the lead investigative reporter. He has been the source of truth for so many Americans, and he now is put it to paper, and we're able to see this out. I can only imagine that he has a war room in his office somewhere where he's got all these names that are all connected, because that's the way it reads in his brand new book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Washington Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. John Solomon, an honor to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you, Bill. It's such an honor to be joining you.
Well, let's break this down for the audience. You have been almost a regular guest on FNC, telling us what you've known, and now we're at a point where a book is available to where it might make things a little bit easier, because it's been a challenge for most of us because there's so many elements to this story.
There is. It's complicated, and I think the Democrats benefit from that because it's a complicated story, and so it's taken a long time to unravel the dirty tricks that were played against President Trump and the Russian-Ukraine scandals, both of them bogus, both of them contrived by the media and their Democratic collaborators. And so what we set out in the book is not only to describe how the scandal was carried out, but to answer the question why. Of all the things that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats could pick a fight with on Donald Trump, why did they pick Russia? Why did they pick Ukraine? And what we came to find out after more than 100 interviews, more than 20,000 pages of documents that we've reviewed, is that Hillary Clinton did a poll. My colleague on the book, Seamus Bruner, found this is brilliant. Mm-hmm. She did a poll in the summer of 2015. And in that poll, of all the things in her life that were scandals, Whitewater, the Rose Law Firm billing record, the Asia fundraising scandal, the email, classified email scandal, it actually was her Russian reboot efforts, her effort to do Russian diplomacy, and her husband cashing in on it. Mm-hmm. The $500,000 checks, the millions of dollars of donations to the Clinton Foundation, that the poll found was the greatest impediment to her becoming president. 53% of people said it made them less trustworthy of Hillary Clinton to know that she was resetting relationships with Russia at the same time her family was cashing in. And so they set out, according to our interviews and according to the documents we got, to neutralize that issue, to make Republicans so afraid to use the Russian material against Hillary Clinton that they wouldn't do it. And that's how we ended up with Christopher Steele, and that's how we ended up with all these bogus allegations in the FBI investigation, the Mueller investigation, the Ukraine impeachment, It was a cover-up effort, an effort to not only hide the corruption behind the Russian dealings with Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and that gang, but also to cover up the single greatest foreign policy failure of the last 50 years in American history, and that was the Russian reboot. Obama, Biden, and Clinton worked together, gave billions of dollars of freebies away to Russia. When Vladimir Putin got everything he wanted, he pulled out the rug from them and invaded Ukraine. And the Russian reboot was not only a failure, it put America on defense for the first time in the region in a long time. They had to cover it up, and that's how we got to where we are today.
John, let me ask you this. Let's go back to the campaign and a debate with Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. And when asked who was the most dangerous player in the international scene, and Romney, without question, said Russia. And Obama's response was the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back. Was this all part and parcel of this misdirect as well, even before? Go ahead.
Yeah, even more than a misdirect. I think Barack Obama believed in the policy of appeasement. He believed that you won over your enemies by giving away what you wanted, whether it was billions of dollars at the end of sanctions for Iran or tens of billions of dollars of nuclear contracts and a Russian version of Silicon Valley that Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama built for Russia called Skokovo, that he believed in the policy of appeasement. The Reagan-Trump foreign policy is one of peace through strength. So when Barack Obama said that, he really believed it, I think. We show it that he believed that the way to get Vladimir Putin was to pry him with prizes. And there's a great anecdote in the book. I think it's chapter 6 called Putin in the Pasture, where an FBI undercover agent who's been working 6 years inside Rosatom, the nuclear energy agency for Russia, they've just gotten all the contracts. They got Uranium One, the purchase of America's uranium assets, now given to Moscow, billions of dollars of utility contracts, and the Russians come to Washington to celebrate. They're at a dinner. They're throwing down vodka, and the Russians start calling President Obama racial epithets and saying, we can't believe how easy it was to get all these freebies from the Obama, Biden, Clinton dynasty. And the FBI is listening in. Their informant is there, and they're literally hearing their president being mocked because for 3 or 4 years up before that point, the FBI repeatedly warned the FBI President Obama, the State Department where Hillary Clinton was, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the Energy Department, and all the other intelligence agencies that Russia was involved in corruption in the United States. They were engaging in bribes and kickbacks and extortion to get these Russian contracts in place. And the Obama turned a willful eye. So I think when you look at that moment, at that debate, which Mitt Romney turned out to be right, President Obama truly believed that Russia wasn't a problem because he'd given them lots of gifts, and of course they're going to come to our side. It turns out that it was one of the biggest foreign policy failures in American history.
This guy's like the modern-day Neville Chamberlain here exactly. With his policy ideas here. Now, did the president not hear of this story that he was being made fun of and mocked?
We don't know if he was told that. We do know that the president, through his presidential daily briefing and through a government-wide warning, a special intelligence briefing in August 2010, this is one of the big revelations of the book, that everyone in the Obama administration, before they approved Uranium One, before they approved the billions of dollars in new nuclear contracts that make American ratepayers and American utilities dependent on Russian uranium for decades to come, they were warned that Rosatom, where their informant was embedded, was engaged in a process of trying to, through criminality, to create a global monopoly for Russia so that Putin would have all of the uranium business in the world and then he can use it as a geopolitical weapon. And they were told that the American trucking company that moved uranium had been compromised by bribes from Russia. And they were told that Russia's own representatives in the United States, the people that were carrying out this business to get Russian nuclear business from the American government, from American utilities, that they were engaged in kickbacks, extortion, bribery, and racketeering. And despite that knowledge, despite all of those warnings, the Biden, Obama, Clinton administration gave away the farm, the nuclear farm.
Unbelievable.
Russia. And we're still paying for it today.
Exactly. And, of course, the infamous, off-mic comments that, hey, as soon as I get past the election, tell Vladimir that I'm going to have more flexibility. I don't know how much more flexibility he would want after he had given away so many resources of that belong to America.
Yeah, such a a great point, Bill. Listen, that's the ultimate example of appeasement policy eking into the public. This is what Barack Obama did. Whether you were Iran or Russia, you wanted to buy your way into their good graces and hope that they would not become bad actors despite 60, 70 years of history telling us otherwise. And it's taken the Trump administration to begin reversing those bad policies. And you know, we're still in a hole. We're gaining ground with China, and Biden, and Iran. But the Obama years were years of failure, and they were years of deceit where our intelligence agency and our government gave us false stories.
I'll tell you what, let's pause on that. Let's bring it back. We got to go to a quick break. We got more from John Solomon after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and Independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Our conversation with John Solomon continues about his new book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Washington Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. John, pick up with the story that we left off right before the break.
Yeah, it's so important that people realize that the Iran deal and the Russia reboot were tied together, both in American policy, because Obama needed Russia to support him to get the Iran deal. But similarly, Russia needed money from Iran. And so what's going on behind the scenes is that the FBI and its informant are reporting in real time to the Obama administration that Rosatom is helping illicitly the nuclear weapons program of Iran. And despite that, they received it. Well, the very first thing after Barack Obama cuts the deal for the Iran nuclear deal and he gives billions of dollars to Iran, you know one of the first things they did? They went to Russia and they bought hundreds of millions of dollars of military equipment. Vladimir Putin gets the money.
All Iran on the people's dime, right? That's great. That's brilliant.
All our money. Our money. Yes. So that's why this story is so important, why we took the time to write Fallout, because American security was sold away for a false promise of appeasement. And in the process, while this is going on, the second angle in the book that's so important, many, many Democrats are getting enriched by the Russia reboot. There are people as consultants, lobbyists, they're getting investments from Russia. Bill Clinton getting a $500,000 speech check. His foundation gets millions of dollars of donations. The Democrats have so much to hide. Corrupt exactly. Influence and money and a bad foreign policy on top of it.
Well, and as you suggested earlier, and maybe you can expand on this, is that, you know, you got Clinton family members that were involved with the nuclear, I mean, her brother, you know, Biden's families, his kids involved as well in this whole deal. I mean, this is one incredible cabal, and this is all being orchestrated out of the Oval Office. What was in it for Barack Obama that he would allow his, you know, his major players in his administration to be so corrupt? I mean, is this just like, this is just the way the Democrats think that it's business as usual? You just, you know, you take your part. It's, you know, part of your willful elite, you know, service to the people duty that you skim off the top like this?
It's such a great question. And, you know, when you get a question like that as a journalist, the first thing you do is you follow the money. Where'd the money go, right? And so we find the Bill Clinton stuff. We find the Uranium One stuff. We find the Hunter Biden Burisma stuff. There's another guy, Amos Hochstein, who was the top Biden advisor for Ukraine. And when Russia invades Ukraine, he starts giving these speeches. We can't let Russia have a energy dominant market. We can't let that happen. 4 or 5 years earlier, who was he working for? Russia and Rosatom helping them to get into the American market and roll up American nuclear business. But for Barack Obama, one of the important revelations in the book is that he came in as president from the, as a senator from Illinois, as someone who had a great relationship with American utilities. And the American utilities really win in this because when they sign these long-term contracts with Russia, they get cheaper uranium. They can bring their costs down. And as soon as all these deals are in place and Vladimir Putin's happy because he's got a monopoly, American utilities are happy because they got cheaper uranium, it's time to start to build the Barack Obama Library and the foundation. And where do you think the $10 million of the first money comes from? Those American utilities that just got those Russia contracts. So the scratch your back, scratch my back politics of Washington was alive and well throughout this entire storyline.
It's so incestuous, John. And as you say, it's so deep, this network, this cabal network orchestrated by the Democrats, Barack Obama and the Clinton Foundation and Joe Biden as well. I mean, it's no wonder the Democrats and particularly, you know, the Holy Trinity of the Democratic Party here, why they're freaking out, because Donald Trump has been an exposing agent to all this.
He has. Yep. The swamp that he came to drain, the second the water started to go down, all those who were benefiting and cashing in the swamp had to escalate their attacks. And that's how we end up with two fake scandals in a row. Russia and Ukraine are fake scandals. Mm-hmm. The storyline that the media and the Democrats gave us has been debunked by the facts.
Well, you know, they spent at least $70 million with, you know, the impeachment process, the Russian investigation, Mueller, the House and Senate investigations. I mean, an immense amount of money that belonged to the people for this hoax. And after everything was all said and done, they come up bupkis. But, you know, Jerry Nadler and Schiff still have to impeach. And I guess they're looking for another another reason to try to impeach this president even before the elections, if possible.
Yeah, listen, this is a tactic that until people are punished for bringing false FBI cases and false intelligence to the FISA court, if people don't come out of this and get punished severely through criminality and through termination and through other things, the temptation to keep repeating this process of using the U.S. government as a weapon against your political enemies will only be greater. When you look at this period, when you're done reading this book, I hope people will say, you know what, the stuff that went on the last 4 or 5 years makes the Nixon enemies list stuff look like minor league baseball.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the scary part here. And until there's punishment, the temptation to repeat this is highly, highly increased because no one has really been punished, though. Everyone's gotten away with some very bad behavior.
Well, the only hope is, John, that, you know, when I talk to people, is they're hoping, you know, they sense that A.G. Barr is serious about this.
Right.
You know, he's quiet but forceful. And Durham, and they're just saying, because they know Horowitz. I mean, we said this early on. Horowitz is, that's like trying to execute brain surgery upon yourself. I mean, he's a company guy. He's not going to, you know, what is he going to expose? I mean, he's not going to go after the corruption within the FBI. He's a company guy. So he's going to support the institution. And little did he know, in supporting the institution, he just really just put another death nail in the coffin. So we're looking to the combination of Barr and Durham, especially the Durham investigation, because there is some pre-indication that, you know, there could be some indictments coming soon.
That's right. My reporting shows a lot of activity the last 6-8 weeks consistent with building a criminal case, interviews and evidence gathering and plea deal discussions and things like that. And I would watch for the period right before or just after Labor Day. Mm-hmm. I think there's a strong possibility we'll see the first fruits of John Durham's investigation around that time. I don't think it will end then. I think it will stretch on for a few more months beyond that. But we may know the first fruits of John Durham's investigation right around the Labor Day timeframe.
Well, John, there is some sense of urgency because, as been clear, even under previous FBI regimes, their desire not to, mess around with the political process and hinder it or influence it in any way. Even Comey tried to at least play that card anyway. But we know ultimately what happened. But nonetheless, there is a sense of urgency that Durham do something, you know, well ahead of the elections in such a way so it's not perceived as something that, you know, favors Trump over Biden.
That's right. And I think he was on course to do that this summer. I think June and July were probably going to be the time frame where he was going to do things. I think COVID slowed down the grand jury process a little bit. And there's also just a lot of rope-a-dope going on with these FBI DOJ witnesses obfuscating. And so he's had to work harder to get the truth. You get these documents, they look explosive. And then you start talking to the witnesses, and they're obfuscating. Well, I'm not sure what I meant when I wrote that note down that said, are we trying to get Michael Flynn prosecuted and fired? Well, it's pretty obvious what you meant. You wrote it down.
Right.
But I think he's cutting through that, and I think John Durham has a tremendous historical record as a prosecutor. And if justice is to be had, he's a man who's capable of carrying it out.
Well, John, that's what we can hope for, is that for the sake of the future of this constitutional republic, that, you know, truth would reign. And this could be quite liberating. I mean, it wasn't, I think the last time we had any kind of, you know, scandal like this and where there was at least a cleanup on some of the aisles was in the 70s with the FBI. But clearly we did not get to the root. And this is why we're dealing with it once again, are we not?
You're so true. That's a great way to look at this. I mean, the institutions, you know, all the things that we learned during the Church Committee hearings and also some of the failures that were exposed after 9/11, they're endemic in this scandal as well. And until someone puts a foot down, puts a sharp light on it, makes some serious changes, and punishes some people, we won't have it fixed, and we're in danger of repeating this history yet again.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. This book's just released, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Washington Spies, and the Washington Lies that enriched the Clinton and Biden dynasties. It all comes together in this book. You will not be able to put this book down. John Solomon, FNC contributor and award-winning investigative reporter. John, I'm going to let you sum it up. We got about 30 seconds. What do you want people to take away from your book?
Listen, we have to get right with what happened in the decade of deceit. 2009 to 2019 was a decade of deceit where the American people got fooled by a lot of things. It's time the truth and accountability reverse those damages.
Amen. John Solomon, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Be well, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
Thank you.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever.
2.625 with a 2.64% APR.
Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625. with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A manhunt continues for the suspect involved in a shooting of a husband and son of a federal judge at their home in New Jersey last night. The son died in the shooting. The husband's hospitalized in critical condition. The gunman was reportedly dressed as a FedEx delivery man and shot Judge Esther Sala's husband when he answered the door. The son was shot moments later. This man lives down the street. He knows the family, especially the son who was killed.
Sad scene, though. I mean, he was a decent kid, like, you know, still going to be a lawyer just like his dad did. Sad to see him go. I mean, my prayers go out to his family, of course. You know, they're good people.
The United States has a new higher 7-day average for new coronavirus cases. It recorded 64,650 new ones yesterday as Kentucky, Louisiana, Oregon, South Carolina, all of those states set new single-day records. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. The founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, the one and only Lou Euler, joins us now. Hey, Mr. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great, and we just had the announcement by Joe Biden that he's going to cancel tax reform if he's elected. And so, boy, I'll tell you, this is creating a new opportunity for us to talk with our friends and seniors and young people and all the rest about the future of this nation.
Exactly. I mean, kind of amazing that, first of all, he comes up with this new economic plan, and true to his character, he plagiarizes, of all people. I mean, he doesn't go and plagiarize somebody in a foreign country. No, I'll just plagiarize the president's economic plan, and, might as well, said me too. Here's my me too economic plan.
And I'll tell you, it is disastrous
as I say, for the young people and the jobs that have been created that we will lose. I mean, the COVID-19 has done a real adverse impact on jobs, but now we're restoring them as soon as the blue state governors open those states up. Boy, those jobs come back. The May and June job reports were right on target, and that's all attributable to the tax reform that Trump helped to lead, and that's the direction we must follow if we're going to have a successful nation.
Yeah, the thing that people need to consider here, Lou, is that what we're dealing with COVID is temporary. What we're dealing with Biden and the Democrats is permanent. We enjoyed the economy so much under Obama Biden that we need to revisit it one more time, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, you put that perfectly. The long-term permanency is tax reform and the policy, because COVID-19 will be behind us shortly.
Exactly. And, of course, first thing, Biden, you know, which surprised me, too, Lou, I don't know about you, you know, who all was in the room, but obviously was somebody that didn't understand what the GOP tax cuts. I mean, the Democrats have formed it that way because everything has to be adversarial. And they have misrepresented it, said that, you know, the middle class, you know, was only for the ultra or the uber rich that got the tax cuts, not everybody else. Well, unlike the promise, dividend that Barack Obama had promised, remember, with health care, we were all going to get, you know, this $2,000 reduction in our health care. That didn't happen. In fact, we ended up paying more than $2,000. Trump, with a tax cut, said, look, we're going to get a dividend. We got the dividend right away. And much to everybody's surprise and appreciation, but lest they forget, this president has been a giving president. He keeps giving back to the middle class, whether it's in jobs, whether it's in real bottom line dollars. And up until we hit the skids with the coronavirus, our economy was rolling along, and the Democrats knew that there was trouble in River City, and especially with the solutions they're coming with. It's like, oh, let's forget capitalism, let's forget about the 3.5 previous years of experience of a robust economy, and what we're going to do is we're going to turn the wheel towards socialism, because we know historically that is just proven to be so great and is the best economic form of governance that man ever created. I'm certainly not God, because God wouldn't have created anything but socialism.
Yeah, you know, Biden, Obama, preceding Trump, were on that very route, and the annual increase in the growth of our nation was about 1.2%, which would have taken 60 years to double the size of our economy, which is what benefits everyone. And under Trump and under the new tax plan, we're heading toward, when we restore order here, we're heading toward 4% per year, which means that every 18 years you can double the size of the economy. And every economist who looks at it knows that's what we've got to do. The private sector is what changes the world for average people, their incomes, the families, those who are receiving Social Security, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That's where we need to continue to head.
Well, what Biden is picking up on is what Barack Obama had introduced to the people. If you remember, in that first inauguration, he declared the fundamental transformation of America, and he almost completed it, and he couldn't complete it. So now you got Biden taking another bite at the apple, and people need to understand what that fundamental transformation looks like. With the Democrats and what Biden is doing, especially with his squad and Bernie Sanders, ideas and concepts in that seem to be driving the Biden campaign, that fundamental transformation is putting the power back with the government. That's what they believe in. This is the clear difference between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats believe power should reside with the government. Republicans and Donald Trump believe power belongs with the people, right?
Absolutely, and you're right on target. And the policies that they're promoting, including ending the world of fossil fuels, of gasoline,
yes,
and natural gas, et cetera. I mean, you can trash all the cars that are on the road today that are relying on on gasoline. It just, the whole thing is just eminently absurd, and common sense average American families and individuals understand that. And we've got to wipe out this socialist takeover that Biden is restoring in the wake of the Obama years. You bet.
Why would they try and end fossil fuels? It didn't fare very well for Hillary Clinton. I guess maybe they thought it was because of the messenger, not the message.
Yes. No, it is time to recognize success when you have it. The May and June job reports, even though COVID-19 was still hanging over us, are very positive, and we just need to get these blue state governors out of the way, because the issue is how many deaths are occurring because of COVID-19. Those are dropping. The number of cases that are being found now are solely the result of additional testing. And so the issue of how many are dying, there are more people dying from suicide than from COVID-19.
Exactly, I was just going to say. And plus, we're finding out in Florida, for example, that it looked like some of the health officials were juicing the numbers.
Yes, absolutely. And it's all politicized, and we have to recognize that that's what's motivating much of the disinformation that is harming our nation at this time.
Well, again, the clear choice between Biden and Trump, it is America versus globalism. Lest you forget, I mean, this whole situation, whether it's Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the chaos that's happening in the street, this is all being funded by globalists, all right? And they want to do everything to get Trump out of the way, because Trump is for America and for Americans. And this is problematic when you have a system and a plan and a vision for a globalist governance. Donald Trump, America, our founding fathers, our U.S. Constitution is problematic for these globalists. And we can be thankful for our founding fathers, Lou, because without the U.S. Constitution and the passion that is still held in the hearts of freedom-loving Americans, we would be overrun already.
That's right. And we have to recognize that this assault on America, on the policing, on order in the streets, and on our way of life, is all being funded by George Soros and the whole team of BLM, Antifa, et cetera. He's just put another $150 million into this to try and destroy America. And you're absolutely right. The globalists are ones that are trying to do that with him. We must stop it.
And people's eyes need to be open to realize, Lou, that it's not existential. I mean, we're talking even, there are big corporate entities within America being funded by the Chinese and happy to support George Soros very quietly, very much under the radar, but that's what's happening.
Yes, and we must not be intimidated by it. We must understand it. We have to get that information out.
Well, we got to leave it there, Lou Euler. So tell them where they can go for more information.
LimitTaxes.org, and we're going to win, by golly, all together.
You got it. He's the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Thank you, Lou.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, the House and Nancy Pelosi have passed their version of the next stimulus, and, you know, hey, what's a trillion here and a trillion there? Of course, it's running into a bit of a wall in the Senate, thank God, because there are, you know, some responsible things to consider, and I believe what the Democrats have presented are very much one-sided and really not solution-based like we'd like to see. And meanwhile, President Trump is planning a meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy to fine-tune details of the Republican side of the bill. Trump has said the bill should include simple stimulus or a second stimulus checks for Americans, though it's unclear at this point how much the checks would be and how many Americans would qualify, since McConnell has suggested checks targeting those who make less than $40,000 a year. The bill also will address the future of unemployment payments, with the $600 per week federal bonus set to expire at the end of this month. Democrats want to see unemployment funding extended, but Republicans have argued that the $600 a week payment, which comes on top of normal state unemployment, is too generous and might be better replaced by a return to work bonus or lower unemployment payments. Meanwhile, Trump is demanding the bill also include a payroll tax cut, saying in an interview with Chris Wallace on Sunday that he would consider not signing if it didn't have a payroll tax cut, while also saying he'd like to see liability protections included for business. So all that in the background, I want to bring on Brian Blaze with us. Brian has written about this as well and explains why Congress must say no
to the $600 unemployment bonus that is going in. Brian is a former White House economist, and he explained his position in a recent New York Post op-ed. Brian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Great to be on.
All right. A lot of background here, because there's a lot to this next round. This is is this the fifth or fourth installment of what we've had to help, you know, Americans with during this COVID-19?
Yeah, so the last major piece of legislation, the CARES Act, included two contradictory pieces. One was the Paycheck Protection Program, which was designed to keep people attracted to attach to their job, and included forgivable loans for businesses to keep workers on payroll. In addition, though, they included the $600 unemployment bonus, which you mentioned. That is on top of the regular state unemployment bonus. So on average, it's about $1,000 a week for people who are unemployed. And that is more than most of them would earn if they went back. And it's sort of just a matter of dollars and cents. If you pay people more not to work than they get by returning to work, a large
cut and pay.
Majority of them are going to stay out. They're going to stay out of their job.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan and they look at these things, said that if Congress were to extend that $600 bonus, 5 out of 6 people would earn more from remaining unemployed than they would from going back to their job.
Yeah. So why would they go back to work?
Most of them wouldn't.
Yeah, because that's and it's not like this is the first time this discussion came up, because even when it was proposed, it didn't take a genius to do the math and going, wait a minute, we're rewarding the wrong behavior. And on top of that, Brian, and I still haven't heard any conversation on this angle, what about those businesses that got these loans that could be forgivable, but one of the conditions is that they would have their employees back to work? And if they had all their employees back to work, then that loan would then be a grant. It wouldn't be a loan that would have to be paid back to the government. So the argument for some of these businesses is going, wait a minute, you guys trapped us. You set a plan here to where you disincentivized our own employees to come back to work. And so I cannot fulfill the letter of the law in terms of this loan application and the payback because of what you did, not what I did.
Yeah, no, that's right. And I think it's, there's bipartisan recognition that the $600 needs to end. There are, economists with the Obama administration, Timothy Geithner and Jason Furman, put forth a proposal that would scale down the $600 bonus. They would extend some payment for people that remain unemployed, but they would cap it at 40% of their previous pay. And also, my colleagues and I believe that we could further stimulate people by going back to work, allow them, if Congress does extend the unemployment bonus in some capacity, allow people to keep that bonus, for a time period when they go back to work, so we can, encourage business reopening and get people back, producing things that Americans need and value.
Exactly. Would a payroll tax cut not do that, Brian?
Yeah, I would point you actually to an op-ed written by Casey Mulligan, who is the co-author of our paper. They contrasted a payroll tax cut with Nancy Pelosi's $600 bonus extension through January, and found that a payroll tax cut would boost jobs by more than 10 million relative to where it would otherwise be, and would significantly increase economic growth by making it more attractive for people to go back to work. And these are sort of the lower income people who would most benefit from a payroll tax cut.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought the president's insistence on this and the Democrats' insistence on, again, and I hate to put it in these terms, but you got to look at the policies that they present, and time and again, it's always, it just seems to me that the Democrats are pandering to buy the vote at the expense of the treasury of the people. And that sounds a bit cynical, but I'm sorry that it does, but this is what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats forced me to consider. I don't see any of their policies doing something that is going to be a win-win-win, you know, for all concerned, you know, for the employee, for the business, for, you know, America at large, that we're really doing something to, you know, get our country back on track. You know, it seems like the Republicans, particularly Donald Trump, is doing this with, you know, both hands tied behind his back with all these headwinds and trying to, you know, get America working again.
Yeah, you know, it's an unprecedented crisis, and it's a difficult environment for policymakers right now, and there's a lot of pressure. But economic incentives matter, and they need to think about the way that their policies affect incentives. So a payroll tax cut makes work more attractive and will help lower-income individuals the most. I think the Congress, you know, dealt with a lot of unemployed individuals, and they sort of rushed into the $600 a week. Mm-hmm. I think it was a mistake, but it was an understandable mistake. I think at the time, I don't think it's understandable to continue that mistake.
Exactly.
Given the evidence that we have right now, that there's much better policies that can be put into place to help the economic recovery and to help these workers as well. Because people, if they're out of the workforce for long periods of time, you know, skills atrophy and that hurts long-term earning potential.
Yeah, two things here, and this last point that you made was one that I was hoping you were going to bring up, and that is that, but unfortunately, there's a small percentage of the labor force who kind of understands that. Maybe they previously have gone through it and realized that their skills got rusty, they had to relearn some things, and you know, the price, and we know. It's better to keep things in motion than once you become static than to get up again. I mean, just common sense and life experience has taught us that. The other thing is that just regarding experience defines preference. You know, we have to learn these things. And this is the challenge in dealing with some of the political, you know, fray of it all, is that, you know, I'd like for everybody, wouldn't we all, to be on the same page and say, where are the solutions? How can we help people? This isn't a Democratic thing. It's not a Republican thing. This is an American thing. We've got real people here with real problems. What can we do to incentivize and promote and cheer them on to get back, you know, back to work, back providing for their families, and, you know, back to some level of happiness? Because we saw what happened under Barack Obama's administration. We had so many people unemployed. You know, Brian, there were a lot of unhappy people because they just weren't being productive. They weren't working.
That's right. And one of the main problems, we had extremely weak economic recovery. And this is a lesson, again, my colleague Casey Mulligan, who is the chief economist at the Council of Economic Advisors and is one of the nation's top economists at the University of Chicago. He wrote a book called The Redistribution Recession, which was a critique of the Obama administration stimulus and the disincentives created by all those programs put in place that led to a slow recovery. Because it profited individuals to remain out of the workforce.
Pretty much the slowest in history, wasn't it?
It was a terrible economic recovery, yeah.
No. And again, real people, real stories, real issues, and let's focus on that. And, you know, if there's any way we can minimize the politics, and of course I say this in a political season heading into a presidential election cycle, the headwinds, I think, for maybe common sense Americans might be too much, and we're just going to have to, you know, batten down the hatches until we get on the other side of this. Maybe it's unfortunate because I think that the problems are immediate and people are suffering right now, but to hold everything off till we get on the other side of the presidential election, I think is it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, again, what you and the team, the three of you guys, have put together here in terms of some common sense understanding of the $600 unemployment bonus extension is, you know, was time. It's time we've heard more of that, and that the way you brought some clarity to it and to the debate. I appreciate your contribution to this. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bert. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. Brian Blaze, former White House economist, he and Casey Mulligan and Doug Badger were the ones that presented this op-ed that we're talking about right now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.